Warm 101.3's Fashionista. It's Joan Lincoln. Good morning.
Good morning. So I ventured out to the Genesee Country Village Museum yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I made an appointment with the curator, Brandon Brooks. And let me tell you, if anybody loves fashion, like I love fashion, and you want to talk to somebody who's uber educated, make an appointment with Brandon Brooks.
Right.
So over the years at Panache, you know, I'm in and out of women's homes and their closets and, you know, picking and selling. Well, I have come I came across about, I don't know, I'd say about a dozen unbelievable late 1800s, early 1900s garments.
Okay.
One was an umbrella, a pair of shoes, and women's garments. And I was like, I held on to them and I thought, oh, I'll use these someday, you know, on a fashion show or photo shoot, whatever. And I did. But then I got to the point where I was like, you know what? I really want somebody to appreciate these. So I made an appointment with Brandon and I went out and met with him and then Paige Enghart as well, who is the communications and marketing individual out there. She's amazing. And what an experience. I mean, I had been to the museum numerous times, but never in this capacity. And just to hear the knowledge, I mean, he inspected each garment. He talked about the seams and the beadwork and the lace and when fabrics became like sought after. And I was just blown away by the knowledge.
All the finery, right?
The finery. And yeah. So, you know, they take 1700s, to the early 1900s, so the late 1700s to the early 1900s, women's, men's, and children's.
And what will they do with them? Just show them, or will they put them on their cast members? Or
some will be used on cast members, but most of them go into their displays and the archives and the vaults, the textile vaults. They have these incredible virtual lectures, or you can go in-house. And I just, you know, there's a permanent display there through October of 2024, but we're going to talk a little bit later about another event that they're hosting.
Okay.
But I just can't encourage everybody, just to go out and see, you know, the largest living village out at the Genesee Country Village Museum, but also to meet Brandon. It'll blow you away, the information this man has. It's just incredible. Knowledge is power. That's
all
what
right.
I say.
1 hour from now, we'll get the rest of it.
Yeah.
Joan Lincoln is warm out on 1.3's Fashionista. You made a trip to Mumford the other day, huh?
I did. Caledonia, Mumford. Yes, I visited the Genesee Country Village Museum. And I had an appointment with Brandon Brooks. He's the curator of the gallery there. And also Paige, who is the communications marketing director. Well, I had some vintage clothing that I wanted to donate to their exhibit. So it was really fascinating because, I mean, I knew they were special pieces, but I didn't realize how special they were.
Where'd you find them? Where'd you get them?
Well, you know, over 14 years of owning a vintage and, you know, consignment store, I just acquire stuff, Tony.
Stuff. Okay.
I mean, think about what's in the back corners of certain closets, you know.
Yeah.
And so I had an umbrella and I had a pair of shoes and I had these beautiful garments. Well, let me tell you about one of them. Brandon is the most educated curator of fashion I've ever come across. And he was so fascinated by this one skirt because it had stripes in it. And I was like, okay, so what's the deal with the stripes? Well, come to find out, stripes were deemed like the devil's cloth.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, captured convicts would wear this easily identifiable pattern. Well, this the pattern flourished during like the late 18th century, I guess, a time of passion. And summer stripes became very, very prominent during that time. Now, stripes always had like a white background and, you know, stripes. And that, fast forward to today, now it's called the coastal grandmother trend. Think about that for a minute.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so Brandon is hosting at the gallery at the Genesee Country Village Museum an incredible exhibit called Becoming Gendered Garments as Gender Artifacts. So today through October 2024, that's today through 2024. But then come this November, there is this huge presentation with four speakers. And I suggest those of you who love fashion like I do, whether it's from the, you know, late 1700s to today, the textile vaults at the museum are just loaded with period time pieces. And, you know, all I can say is history is for everyone, and clothing is a language we all speak. And I just suggest if you have a few minutes, get out to the museum and let Brandon, you know, just amaze you with his knowledge.
Geez, maybe he'd be interested in an 1884 pianoforte desk someone has at your store. I'm just saying, I don't know that
anybody. It could be. we'll have to talk to Brandon on a different topic. But yeah, you're right.
I know, okay?